about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton and you can catch me on the radio every single weekday between 10 and 2. If you're listening to this as it comes out, the weekend of the 20th of January, you can take advantage of an extra 25% off our already amazing half price vouchers. No code needed, just click vouchers at yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, coming up in the second part of this podcast, we're going to be hearing more about the very first Your Harrogate Town Business Club, which has taken place at Panel Golf Club. But first of all, to matters on the pitch. Harrogate Town have recently re-signed goalkeeper James Belshaw, and I've been catching up with Belly. Your Harrogate. James, first of all, how good is it to be back at Town?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's a great feeling to be back. It's a fantastic football club. And the two and a half years I was away, the club's made huge strides, really established itself as a Football League club, and it's amazing to now come back and be a part of sort of the next journey.
When the loan move first came about, how soon thereafter did you make it clear, or did the club make it clear, that actually they wanted to make this permanent?
Yeah, so it was my last game for Forest Green was on the Tuesday, and I actually got a text from Lloyd just that day saying that Johnny Mitchell had got injured. Would you be interested in coming back? And I said, absolutely. So I had a couple more conversations with them. I was alone with Forest Green ended, was about to go back to Bristol Rovers, and had a chat with Bristol Rovers and said that I wanted to go on this emergency loan to Harrogate. And this was the Thursday before the Notts County game. So I trained Thursday, Friday, played the Saturday. I think it was the Monday or the Tuesday afterwards, I had a good chat with the gaffer, and he sort of asked me if I'd be interested in coming back full time on a permanent basis. And I said, absolutely, I would. I said that it would be something that would really appeal to me, that I wanted to sort of come back here to a club where I've got really fond memories. And from then on, it was kind of sort of out of my hands. It was conversations between the clubs, with my agents who were fantastic in sort of accommodating the move. And once the clubs had agreed all their particulars, I think that took sort of 2 or 3 weeks to kind of get all that sorted. So it's been rumbling on in the background throughout the sort of entirety of the emergency loan, and then was finally sealed last week. So yeah, it's great. It's for me and my family. It means I can move back home. I've been living away from home sort of 3 or 4 nights a week for the past kind of 2.5 years, and I've got an 8-month-old daughter, so to be able to be back home with my family was a really big pull. And to obviously be back at a club where there's some of my best mates who are still there at the football club, and a club that I've got such fond memories of being at, was a no-brainer.
Made up for you. That makes it even more special, doesn't it? It doesn't matter whether you're a footballer or whatever job you do, but to be away from your family, and particularly when your little one's so young, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Me and my missus toyed with the idea of moving down to Bristol, but it didn't work out. And then we were looking at obviously different options, and so I sort of went back to doing what I was doing. I was, like I said, staying down in Bristol sort of 2 or 3, well, pretty much at least 3 nights a week. And then same with Forest Green, was down there in hotels 3 or 4 nights a week. So when I sort of presented this to my missus and we sort of chatted about it was like, yeah, it just means I can be back home in Nottingham. I can live at home, and being home every night and being a dad is for me the most important thing. I mean, football secondary, but obviously family and what goes on. So obviously being back here, back home's fantastic. And then to be able to be back at Harrogate and be a part of this, well, a good little run we've been on so far to see where we could take this in sort of the second chapter.
How far do you think they can get with this group?
I think you can break through a glass ceiling. Like this group's have got so much potential. There's the sort of the original lads that I'd call them, Falk, Tomo, Warren and Mullers, who are, like I said, they're some of my best mates, and they've been through it these past 4, 5, 6, 7 years, some of them. But then you've got a blend of young lads who have got enormous potential, who can go on and have careers far and above this level. And then it's just a really good sort of mix that the gaffer's put together. And for me, it's the way the gaffer wants to play suits me down to the ground, and the way he kind of wants me to contribute to the team is, I'm obviously more than happy to do that. And I think this group, yeah, why can't we go and get another promotion? There's, in this league, we've seen the last, well, I've been here 7 games, 1-5, drawn 1, lost 1, and it's put us 2 points off the playoffs. So you put a run together in this league. We did it at Bristol Rovers. We were 18th on New Year's Day and ended up finishing 3rd. So you can you put a run together, a few wins together, and all of a sudden things are looking brighter. So yeah, things are good at the minute, but I don't think the gaffer will want anyone sort of getting carried away with themselves. It's very much sort of one game at a time, understand where we are as a club. But yeah, with the way the chairman's going, with the manager obviously been in place for a long time, knows the football club inside and out, there's no reason why we can't kick on and get promoted.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely amazing. And I mean, really special for you. It must have been so nice. I thought it was almost meant to be, the fact that your first game when you came back on loan was against Notts County, who I know your dad still supports them, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, my dad's a season ticket holder there. So, when Lloyd texted me and said about coming back, and it was sort of looking like it could have been a sort of a done deal. I had a quick look at the fixtures and was like, oh, it just had to be Notts, didn't it? But but yeah, obviously I'm from Nottingham. I'm a Notts County fan. I've had a lot of conversations with them about going there recently, but yeah, once the Harrogate one came up, it was one that I wanted to pursue 100%.
But I mean, the welcome that you got from the town fans as well, that must have really helped you just cement your decision making really in your head and think, yeah, this is where I'm meant to be.
No, absolutely. It was really special, that first game, walking out and hearing them singing my song that they sung before. And I think it wasn't long before there was the chorus of Weaver, sign him up. So I think it sounds like the fans are obviously happy to have me back, and I'm delighted to be here. That feeling is reciprocated. They've always been fantastic with me. Even after I left the football club, when I came back and played against them for Bristol Rovers, they were fantastic with me. So yeah, it's really humbling, really nice to obviously hear how I'm sort of helped with the town fans. So yeah, let's go and kick on now, and hopefully we can create more memories for them.
Another home fixture for you this weekend against Grimsby, who come in off the back of that absolutely mental game against Notts County. You ever been involved in one like that? 5-5?
No, I don't think I've ever had a 5-5. I've had five put past me a few times, but I don't think I've ever been involved in one like that. But no, we'll have a look at them over the next couple of days. We played them obviously fairly recently, just before Christmas, and Dave Artell's in there, got them playing a certain brand of football. So we'll look at how we can hurt them. But yeah, we're at home. We've been doing well at home recently, picked up a few good results. So yeah, be another tough test, but one where we're going in full of confidence and hoping to put in another good performance and yeah, hopefully get the 3 points.
Well, lovely to catch up. Welcome back once again, and very best wishes going forward this season, and to you and your family as well, James.
No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Good luck to town against Grimsby this weekend in League 2. Wouldn't it be amazing if they picked up the 3 points? And pending on other results, they could end up in the playoff spots for the very first time. That would be awesome. Now, on to matters of the very first Your Harrogate Town Business Club, which has taken place at Panel Golf Club. It was all about bringing together different businesses from across the Harrogate district. And to explain more from the football club, here comes the chief executive, Sarah Barry.
So when we came up with the idea of doing some form of networking event. Oh, hello. You can tell this is live, can't you? All working behind the scenes to get ready. We wanted to create an event that was relaxed, fun, networking event, but with enjoyment and, you know, not the usual kind of, I wouldn't say stuffiness, because a lot of them aren't, but we wanted something different that reflected us and also reflected Your Harrogate. And we thought, you know, we've got such synergy between Your Harrogate and Harrogate Town. We go back, obviously, years, and we've got such common goals and common culture, and we wanted to unite our commercial partners together to do something fun and enjoyable and get them networking, but so it doesn't feel like it's networking. And that's what we hope to get out of it. And more importantly, that's what we hope our partners to get out of it too.
And we've got Roger Black, MBE, doing his speech. How good is it to have somebody of his stature here?
Oh, I mean, I've had the privilege of seeing Roger Black before, very briefly, I have to say. had a very, very sort of short taste of a presentation and a talk once, and he was unbelievably good. Hence, we've invited him back to come and do our first one. And we know back in the day, I mean, you can remember it. I mean, just watching him,
yep.
The hairs on the back of your neck stand up, takes you back. And he's just a fantastic speaker, really inspirational, motivational for everyone.
And it'd be rude not to chat about yourselves and how well it's going so far. Buzz is the word that I used when I spoke to Simon last. And I spoke to Belly this week as well, who is buzzing himself to be back with his favourite club. So how good is it that you are flying and going in the right direction?
Do you know, it's just a real contrast to last season, which was a real struggle. And this year, to be at this stage, I think we're ninth at the moment, and, you know, just over the halfway mark. Do you know, it just brings the enjoyment factor to it. It's a completely different level of pressure and type of pressure. So there is pressure. There's pressure we put on ourselves, but it's completely different. And I think what it's done is it's given us the freedom to enjoy playing the way we want to play. You can see that. The players are liberated. And the performances that we're putting in home and away now are equal measures. And I can't wait for the next game tomorrow. I mean, I just can't wait. Bring it on.
You don't need a 5-5, though, like Grimsby had against Notts County, because that would really test the nerves.
I was following that match and I couldn't believe it. 5-5.
That's mental.
No, I don't mind us scoring five, but
yeah,
not them.
Five goals for Town would be great, but a 5-5 is...
Well, let's hope they've run out of goals.
Lots of people involved in the very first Your Harrogate Town Business Club, including exercise.co.uk, who partner with Roger Black, MBE, former athlete and Olympian, was there to be our guest speaker. We'll be hearing from Roger very soon. But first of all, to our main sponsors for the event, the Inn Collection Group, as in the Harrogate Inn, the Knaresborough Inn, and the Ripon Inn. And from there, their PR and communications manager, here's Andrew Robson.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Andrew, thank you so much for getting involved in today and being our main sponsor for the event. What does it mean to you and to the Inn Collection Group to be part of something like this?
I guess it's a continuation from the work that we started last year with the reopenings down here. You know, we had... businesses and community groups along to those events. So when there's something being created that's getting that community together again, it seems like a good idea to be involved and say hello to everybody again.
We came along to the Harrogate Inn, and you'd not been open that long, and then of course the Knaresborough Inn, which is only a stone's throw from where I live, and then the Ripon Inn as well. And I mean, certainly from the pieces that I've seen on social media and the news coming out, it has been going extremely well.
They've been very, very well received. Exactly what we hoped. You know, there's guests coming into the area that are staying with us. Just as importantly, the locals are coming down. You know, the Bark and George at Harrogate is certainly, whenever I'm down, is full of people enjoying it. And that was the intention. You know, to be something for visitors to the area to come to, but equally to have, you know, that community coming in and being part of it and making us part of them as well.
Well, let's do a little reset for anybody who hasn't been in so far. So the Harrogate Inn, first of all, you mentioned the Barking George there. It's part of it, isn't it? That's the bar area.
It is, yes. So our business, if you like, is pubs with rooms rather than hotels in terms of the styling. So if anybody remembers the old Hotel St. George, the downstairs F&B areas have been changed into this quite opulent looking bar, which is open, you know, from breakfast through to last orders, you know, doing food, drinks, the works from that. That's the ethos behind it. You know, it's somewhere to go, whatever reason you want to go for, you would go to a pub. We like to try and cater for that.
But you've tweaked it slightly, haven't you, for the Harrogate Market? I remember you saying when we came along and we did the broadcast that it was quite exciting, really. It was quite fun to redevelop a few things on the menu, for example.
That's it, yeah. So as you said there, Bark and George, it's the only bar within the group that has its own name, taken from what's already established in Harrogate. We thought we'd give it its own identity. And yeah, as you mentioned there with the food, it's about sort of taking that pub food ethos, but trying to do it like a bit more elevated. So there's a focus on fresh pastas, the steak and grills, things like that. You know, it's that higher end pub grub is what we try to aim for with it.
And then, of course, came the Knaresborough Inn, so where the Dower House used to be. And I mean, it looked fabulous at Christmas, all the lights that were outside. It was really, really good. And I think from memory, when you opened, didn't the weather play into your hands because you got that outside bit? And everybody piled down and went, this is great.
We got very lucky with reopenings last year. We only had one at Whitby that was a bit foggy on the day. The rest of them, the sun put on its best hat and shone down for it. And yeah, you're right, that first day at Knaresborough, I think it was one of the few dry days that everybody got last summer. And just as you say, that the making the use of that outdoor space was a key part of that refurb. So for the sun to do its thing, and for we'd be able to show that off on day one, really, really did help launch it in the way that we wanted to.
And how is the Knaresborough Inn more in keeping with your other properties around the country, or is it similar to the Harrogate Inn?
In terms of the bar, yes, I would say it's probably more in keeping with what you'd expect to find from us if you came into one of our establishments in the Lakes or up in Northumberland. It's that slightly more traditional pub feel, so slightly lower ceilings, you know, more nooks and crannies than you've got at Bark and George. Bark and George is us turned up to 11. The Knaresborough is more sort of the
polish
standard.
Your shoes when you work in there.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And then what about the Ripping Inn? Because I've not had a chance to. I've seen the photos, but I've not actually been in.
Bit of a halfway house, actually. It's a bit of a cross between Harrogate and Knaresborough. The main selling point of that, if you like, is the gardens. You know, it's set in 5 acres of parkland, essentially. So you've got this. I think it's 56 rooms we have at Ripon. You've got quite a nice sort of downstairs bar area. It has its own ale house, so we knew from research that real ale and hand pulls were important in Ripon. So there's a dedicated ale house in there. You've got Badger Street, which runs down the centre of the building. It's a quirky little thing. It's like an old grand hallway and an old grand building, but as I say, like these 5 acres of gardens. Again, sun played its part when we launched in October. Everybody got a chance to sample them, and that'll be a popular draw in the summer, I think.
And how much fun is it in your role and being involved in the Inn Collection Group as a whole? You know, at times like Christmas, and then maybe doing something around Easter or Valentine's Day. Have you got plans coming up?
We have, yeah. We're busy looking to see what we want to do Valentine's Day wise. It sits quite nicely within our winter breaks period. So we're seeing how we can let people know that, you know, rather than maybe buying a gift that you don't want, make an experience and come and have a nice stay away. So yeah, there's focus around that. And as you say, Christmas, you know, we as a company go big for that. You know, hospitality industry, it's a key part of the diary. So you know, I think it was something like 300,000 light bulbs across the estate last year with the 30-odd sites. So, yeah, we go in for it in a big way. And, you know, I'm sure your listeners will have seen Bark and George and the Harrogate Inn all lit up over Christmas and next to your ice rink. So if we can invest and make a big show on our inns and get involved and make Christmas feel Christmassy in the towns and villages that we're in, then it's job done, really.
And do you think part of the appeal, well, very much the appeal, really, with all the properties that you have, we all like to look, you know, this time of year in particular, we get bombarded with emails and deals about holidays and breaks away and things like that. And we can dream, we can look at the big fancy hotels, but when it comes to you guys, there's a nice relaxed feel about it. It's good food, good hearty food. And it's affordable as well at the end of the day.
I think that's the thing. I think it's that making your money go further with us. Yes, we're not 4 or 5-star hotel. You know, you're not going to have the traditional reception desk. You don't have room service and things like that. But we find that a lot of our customers don't necessarily want that. They want something.
Well, that's it. You want something home from home, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and that's what we offer. You know, you've got that nice environment and atmosphere that a pub gives. You know, all the different types of people that are in there, creating that nice jolly atmosphere. And then, you know, you've got comfortable, well-appointed rooms. You know, they're not skimped on by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, it's just, it's those little details that we find aren't important to our customers that we're able to cut away and then, you know, pass those savings on and as you say, make it affordable.
So what next for you and for the group? Is there more properties coming and more development?
There is, yes. So eyes are west for us at the start of this year. We have a new site opening in Glenridden Village in February, the Ullswater Inn. So that's on the shoreline there and in the shadow of Helvellyn. So that's going to be a popular one. And then a little bit further down the line, we're off over to Lytham St Anne's with a big refurbishment. It's called Offshore. It's another regeneration of two old hotels. And when that comes on, that'll be our biggest site by square footage. So, yeah, a bit more low-key than last year when we had 8-9 of them coming back, but certainly continuing in that vein from 2023.
All right, well, thanks again for today. We're getting set by the sounds of it to get things started here at Panel Golf Club for the Your Harrogate Town Business Club, the very first one. And big thank you to you and the In Collection Group for being our main sponsors.
Thank you for having us.
So the Your Harrogate Town Business Club, the very first one at Panel Golf Club, and Roger Black, MBE, how are you?
Yeah, very, very happy to be here. Always nice to come up. Came up late last night.
Very
spending
good.
The day here. Can't be at the game tomorrow though.
Oh no.
Well, I would be, but
are you off to a Southampton match, Roger?
I'm not. I would prioritise seeing Harrogate play any day. No, I've got one of my best friend's 50th birthday.
Oh, well,
and you know, I couldn't justify it.
Good excuse.
Yeah.
Very good excuse. Did you have a nice bit of time off over Christmas with family?
Yeah, love Christmas. Yeah, we big gathering always at Christmas in our house. So yeah, really enjoyed it. And of course, you know, it's been a good Christmas because Southampton are not dropping any points.
They're doing all right.
So it would be either us or Leeds for that second place in the championship.
Now, last time you and I spoke was at the Harrogate Town Club shop, and we had a little chat about the golden era of athletics.
Yeah.
Given the prominence in the sport then, how does it make you feel that now it seems far less so with British athletics?
It feels far less so for the general public looking in, because when I was running, we were on telly the whole time. Athletics was on the BBC. It was, you know, they'd be interrupting the 9 o'clock news when Steve Cram was breaking world records. You know, I was very fortunate that we had a lot of PR. It was around. It's very different now, but we still have the athletes. I mean, we go to the Paris Olympics this year with some great athletes with real chances of certainly winning medals, if not the gold medals. But people just don't know about them as much. And it's all about PR, isn't it? And if it's not on the telly, people aren't you know, going to see it. So really, athletics is only on the telly now when it's the major championships, which is really once a year. Whereas in my day, we were on
All the time. People wanted to be their favourite athlete in the playground at school.
Yeah, and then you were just known. So, you know, I'm really fortunate to be part of that era.
With regards to the Olympics this year, are you able to go out and see some of it? Are you involved in media?
I'm not involved yet. I'm not involved in any media. I do a bit of media back here for some of the story breaks, but I might be going out there. But I don't know yet. But I'm actually very happy to watch it on telly, if I'm honest. It's so good watching sport on telly now, so I'd be quite happy to do that.
Now, with regards to your own company, Roger Black Fitness, how is that going?
Good, yeah, and that's why I'm here. I'm in partnership with exercise.co.uk, who are sponsors of Harrogate Town, and the company that own Hexercise do all my warehousing and my logistics and delivering the bikes and the treadmills around the country. So yeah, it's going well.
Have you got some exciting plans for 2024? Is the new equipment coming out?
There might be. We were just sitting down talking now about maybe some adding to the product range, sort of changing it a little bit. So we're in discussions, put it that way.
And what about yourself? Because obviously you're very used to coming and doing speeches like this, like today. So have you got plenty in the diary?
Yeah, I never know when I'm speaking or where I'm speaking, but I've got. I'm off to Vancouver with my business partner, a guy called Steve Backley, who's a javelin thrower.
Nice,
so we're speaking at a conference in Vancouver in June. It's always very exciting. But yeah, I speak around the country and do a variety of things. But when I'm on my feet speaking, talking about the good old days and sharing my story, but also the lessons learned from it, I'm never happier.
And what would you say are those main lessons that you learned?
Do you know, I mean, I suppose that what I talk about is relevant to anyone, particularly if you're an entrepreneur, if you're running a small business or whatever, because it's about collaboration, it's about teamwork, it's about goal setting, obviously, it's about resilience, overcoming the adversities along the way. You know, if you're a young kid dreaming of one day standing on the Olympic rostrum, it isn't going to be a straight line. And I suppose my story is interesting in that respect because it wasn't a straight line. It was, you know, setbacks, injuries, but was able to learn and come back and ultimately achieve my dream. And I think, you know, that story is relevant whether it's somebody winning Olympic medals running or whether it's somebody climbing Everest or whether it's somebody building a business. It's all the same mindset. The mindset is quite consistent, actually. It's just what you apply it to.
Yeah, it really does take some commitment. I read Jess Ennis's book.
Yeah.
And I remember she said, you know, in the younger years, being torn between all of her friends going out, and she had to think, well, no, I can't do that because I'm competing.
But you know, and I haven't read that book, but I'm guessing she didn't. There's one word she maybe didn't use, and that's the word that a lot of people do use, is the sacrifice. You know, people say, oh, how many sacrifices did you have to make to be an athlete? It wasn't a sacrifice. I was, you know, I think anyone who has the talent to have a go at the Olympics is lucky. And when you're doing something you love and you've got a compelling dream, you don't see it as a sacrifice. You see it as a choice. And Jess would have made choices like we all would have made. But if the dream's big enough, it's not a sacrifice. No. It's a choice.
Yeah, I get that. Well, lovely to see you again. Thanks for taking the time out.
No, lovely.
Enjoy today. Enjoy your friend's 50th tomorrow.
Yeah, and good luck to Harrogate.
And tomorrow. Southampton as well.
Yeah, thank you.